In a rating of the Free Cities Index, Pacific Research has done the work, so I can bring on Dr. Wayne Weingarten to discuss why Americans are fleeing big cities. This is a very real, very current, ongoing, as we speak, situation. Dr. Weingarten, great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, there are so many reasons that go into this. So can you explain the methodology first to get to the ratings of the Free Cities Index?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's lots of reasons people choose a location. You know, climate, you know, having the right amenities, things of that nature. But policy also matters. So what we did is we broke down the policy into different categories. What's the incentives for engaging in economic activity? Is the location affordable or not? What are the regulations? How burdensome are those? The overall business environment. How are kind of core public services being provided, such as, you know, are you addressing homelessness? Are you effectively dealing with poverty? So we took all of these different categories and ranked the states based on kind of the performance in each one of those. How high were the taxes? How burdensome are the regulations? How affordable is it to live there? And then kind of going across all the categories, looked at, you know, which ones tend to score better in all the different categories and subcategories, and which ones tend to score worse. And one of the things that really just popped at us, and the way you introduced it is spot on, what kind of brought us to look at this issue are these divergent population trends. And what we found, and I thought was just fascinating and overwhelming, is just the overwhelming kind of consistency of where people are moving to and where they're moving from. They're moving to the larger cities, because we looked at the 50 largest cities. They're moving to the cities that are doing these things well, that have a pro-growth environment, that are regulating in a more sensible way, that provide public goods and services more effectively. And they're moving away from the cities that aren't doing those things.
I mentioned Oakland, California, that is, because in a few hours at 10 a.m. local time, they will have this two-hour strike by business owners in Oakland. It's number 50 on your pro-growth rank. When you look at the other cities, the top versus the bottom, and as you point out in your research results, that no city has a perfect score. There's room for improvement, but the top growth cities, Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, Texas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, bottom, Long Beach, California, Baltimore, Maryland, New York, New York, Los Angeles, California at 49, and Oakland at number 50. I mean, at some point, the people have to stand up as they are in Oakland.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we did this, and B, you end up seeing that, you know, this idea that we have to almost hit rock bottom sometimes, especially here in California, before you can start kind of fixing things. And we're getting to that point. When you look at San Francisco and Oakland, and San Francisco is number 45, it's just becoming too difficult to live. It's becoming too difficult to operate a business. If you're in Oakland, the amount of minimum wages that you have to pay, which are just bankrupting all the different regulations, the rampant theft, the idea that people are being driven from you have no traffic, foot traffic going by because people don't feel safe walking around. It's just not a viable place to do business, and especially, you know, you can move to another state, earn less money, but live a lot better. And so, kudos to them for standing up and saying enough is enough. We need much more sensible regulations. We need an environment that supports businesses, because you have to remember, especially when you're supporting businesses, most of those are small businesses. They're the ones that suffer the most. And small businesses, what you're really talking about, are families. I mean, this is the pathway that people have traditionally taken to get to the middle class, upper middle class, and beyond. And so as we continue to kind of push down against businesses and push down against small businesses, what we're really doing is making it that much harder for people to keep continually working up, you know, through the economic ladder and fulfill the American dream. So these are incredibly important issues. Some of them may seem dry because it's economics, regulations, taxes, but they have real effects on real families and are denying opportunities that are just too important for us to ignore.